21 of June 2019, 2 Corinthians 11, 18, and 21 to 30. So many people boast on merely human grounds that I shall too. I say to your shame, perhaps we have been too weak. Whatever bold claims anyone makes, now I'm talking as a fool, I can make them too. Are they Hebrews? So am I. Are they Israelites? So am I. Are they descendants of Abraham? So am I. Are they servants of Christ? I speak in utter folly, I'm too. And more than they are, I have done more work. I have been in prison more. I have been flogged more severely, many times exposed to death. 5 times I have been given the 39 lashes by the Jews. 3 times I have been beaten with sticks. Once I was stoned. 3 times I have been shipwrecked. And once I have been in the open sea for a night and a day. Continual traveling, I have been in danger from rivers, in danger from merchants, in danger from my own people, in danger from the Gentiles, in danger in the towns, and in danger in the open country, in danger at sea, and in danger from people masquerading as brothers. I have worked with unsparing energy for many nights without sleep. I've been hungry and thirsty, and often altogether without food or drink. I've been cold and lacked clothing. And besides all the external things, there is day in, day out, the pressure of me, of my anxiety for all the churches. If anyone weakens, I am weakened as well. And when anyone is made to fall, I burn in agony myself. If I have to boast, I will boast of all the ways in which I am weak. We hear from the apostle of his sufferings because of the gospel. To have sufferings because of the gospel, that has a very deep splendor. But of course, it's a suffering, and it's a contradiction that you have to suffer because of the gospel, because the gospel brings the people the real salvation and is talking about eternal life. And the suffering of the apostle was real. He stood not over the suffering. He was not an Epicurean who tried that they will not feel any suffering. In contrast, he suffered with the suffering. And it was a burning sorrow about those who came to fall. But we noted that his suffering has a certain light inside. And this is because of the love. Nobody has more love as if he would give his love for his friends, says Jesus in John 15:13. Paul was awakened in love. He looks to the human being from the point of the Lord. All should come home into the love of our Father. Therefore he is ready to carry all the suffering. And from this perspective, the light is coming. It is a suffering because of love to God and to people. Not many of us will have this kind of intensive way of the apostle to bring the gospel to the world and to carry the suffering for that. But also for us, there are the possibilities that our suffering will be fruitful for the kingdom of God. First, we have to do one step. We have to accept suffering. But it is very natural that we refuse the suffering in the beginning. Even our Lord did it in Gethsemane and asked that the calyx can go if it's possible. So as we can see, also Jesus was first refusing the suffering. He asked three of his disciples to be with him to have a certain kind of consolation. We know they were not able to do that. The consolation which the Lord hoped in the situation before he went away of cross came through an angel. He came and gave him strength. So we can learn out of this that if we accept suffering, we have to do away. First, we can ask that the suffering should go away. But if we notice that the Lord does not take it away, then we should ask for the force of God to accept it, to carry the suffering. That might be a longer process, but we should do this step. And on this way, we can offer the suffering to God, for example, that people will be saved, or other things which are so important. And we have to look for another aspect. Jesus did not receive, as I said before, the consolation from the disciples, but from an angel. And that means we should understand that we will not receive the last consolation through human beings, even if we want this. But God will not abandon us, and he will give us all what is necessary to carry the suffering. Let's look to St. Paul. In all the suffering, he did not say that man gave him consolation. No, he carried this suffering in God. He was on his side. He led him through the darkness of suffering. And because of this, there is this wonderful light inside, an inner light, because God himself gave him the power to carry it and not to stop, and that he will grow in sufferings. Paul would not have said this all, what we heard now, if his community was not in danger to go away from Christ. Now we learn that St. Paul and all the other apostles also, and a lot of followers, were ready to carry big crosses and don't lose the courage and don't lose the heart. This might help us to carry the crosses which are on our ways and to make them fruitful for the kingdom of God.
The entrance verse of today says, "Be a rock of refuge for me, a strong fortress to save me. For you are my rock and my fortress, and for my name's sake you lead me and guide me. In you, O Lord, do I take refuge. Let me never be put to shame. In your righteousness, deliver me." Estou me inde um,